Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The Australian Council of Trade Unions has suspended the construction and general divisions of the CFMEU. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says the group has a zero-tolerance policy for corruption, criminal activities and violence.
We will continue to do what is necessary to rid our movement of any elements like that. This union movement is resolute in our determination to do so, and also saying they do not represent us. That behaviour does not represent us, does not represent the trade union movement. It represents a very small section of people within one small section of our union.
The suspension has come hours after the Fair Work Commission's move to appoint an independent administrator to the union. The Labor Party's national executive will meet today on donations from the CFMEU's construction division. A joint investigation between Guardian Australia and SBS The Feed has uncovered footage showing children in Queensland being put into isolation cells in police facilities called watch houses. Of the children who end up in watch houses, some are held for weeks at a time, a situation advocates argue is against their human rights. Children in the Queensland youth justice system are disproportionately Indigenous, and many also have disabilities, commonly fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Brisbane psychologist Tim Spall says the whole system needs to change to address the underlying issues the children face.
My argument is that consequence should lead to better outcomes for both. If we don't do that, we're feeding these kids back into the same system, and then they come back out and commit the same offence or similar offences again.
Police say a group of people found dead in a luxury Bangkok hotel were poisoned with cyanide. Investigators believe one of the six poisoned themselves and then the others. Bangkok Deputy Police Chief Nopasan Punsawat says the motive for the crime is related to a business dispute with millions of baht.
Therefore, this case is a personal matter among these six individuals. It is not anything to do with a gang or organised crime that was behind or committing this in Thailand.
US President Joe Biden has paused his election campaigning after testing positive to COVID-19. The White House says he's returning to his home state of Delaware, where he'll self-isolate. The diagnosis was announced at a planned campaign event for the US's largest Latino nonprofit advocacy organization, Unidos US. Its CEO, Janet Mergola, says this doesn't mean Mr. Biden will be leaving the race.
I was just on the phone with President Biden. He just tested positive for COVID. He said to tell my folks that we're not going to get rid of him that quickly.
The Netherlands has commemorated the victims of Flight MH17, which was shot down over Ukraine 10 years ago. The ceremony has been attended by families of the victims, as well as representatives from Malaysia, Australia, the UK, Belgium and Ukraine. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has represented Australia at the ceremony. The major telcos are under mounting pressure to ensure every Australian can connect to 000 when the 3G network shuts down from next month. The switchover will happen from September the 1st for Telstra and Optus users. The latest industry figures suggest there are still 100,000 mobile phones at least that are not compatible with 4G. Still, Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says the government is pleased with the transition process and she's encouraged customers to contact their service providers for further information.
The government is especially concerned about a subset of 4G handsets that have been configured by the manufacturer to rely on 3G for calls to 000. And that's why we stood up a working group in March to address this challenge. which initially reported there could be up to 740,000 impacted devices. Now, thankfully, this figure's dropped by 86% to around 102,000 devices, and that's in large part thanks to the collaboration of mobile operators in the working group.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.